Nearly 50 years ago, in the mid-1970s, the accounting people at City Hall discovered that their compatriots at Public Works were buying chicken scratch feed from Burroughs on the public dime. Suspecting malfeasance, inquiries were made. It turned out that the works people were feeding malingering mallard ducks at the snow dump, a purely altruistic act. Reparations were made, and a duck food collection was initiated. Integrity was restored. I recently looked at the age demographics of a Beta Day survey conducted earlier this year and saw that the majority of respondents were in the senior category, older folks, some, I suspect, almost as old as me. This was only a snapshot and only represented those who answered these little surveys. It was anything but scientific, maybe correct 9 times out of 10, or even 4 out of 5 times within the margin of error. Nonetheless, it started the wheels turning. Concerning the mayor, council, and the integrity commissioner, I wondered if the outcry in the city was in any way related or even skewed by the demographics of that little Beta Day survey. Was the outrage mostly by the older citizens, or was it across the board? Using my experience as a sample, was my perspective on the city credit card misuse? Mistake? Oopsie? Would it have been different depending on my age and awareness of things political, and even changing morals? Society's, not mine. The younger set, those just recently eligible to vote for the first few times, may not be as concerned about how their tax dollars are being used as our older citizens. They are busy with hormones and figuring out what they want to do with the rest of their lives, which in many cases, is a conundrum. Taxes, they think, are just a pain, an annoyance in the wallet or purse. Those in midlife are a little more conscious of their financial condition as things have tightened economically in many businesses after COVID and now Donald. They do not want the city misusing their tax dollars. If they cannot breach the walls of non-disclosure and silence around City Hall, they will use the FOI Act to gain access. If they find that there is something rotten in Denmark, they will press for answers. We old folks on pension with dwindling resources, physical and mental, want better. We think we want things the way they used to be, consequences for actions, better health services, more police, less crime, roads without potholes, etc. We can, in many cases, not earn more dollars to cover the misuse and resulting increase in our property taxes. We are perhaps a little outraged. Has our morality changed that much in the past 50 years? From an age when physical discipline was not that unusual, to a time when even a verbal reprimand can call for redress in the classroom. From a time of incarceration to automatic probation as consequences, to absolution of leaders simply because of their social or business position, how has our morality evolved? Can we point to a shift away from organized religion to a secular lifestyle as one of the causes? Can we point the finger at social media for the new attitude towards malfeasance? Can we assign some blame to family breakups, both parents needing to or wanting to work, children raised in the me, instead of we, attitudes of entitlement? Perhaps I can use a literary example to express what I am trying to say. Back in my misspent youth at high school in Powassan, Ms. Erickson had us read the recent novella by Hemingway, The Old Man and the Sea. At 16, I was already an avid fisher, and in reading the novel, I sympathized with Santiago and going days without getting a bite, but in the end, I was cheering for the huge marlin. Budding conservationist, I suppose. I also had some empathy for the young boy. Good story, but the critics chewed up the work much like the sharks did to Santiago's marlin. Fast forward 70 years, and I would now see the story through the old man's eyes. How he realizes the mistake he made by going too far out, and yet has to face this fantastic catch and capture of the marlin as another failure in the eyes of the village. He would, however, feel the satisfaction that he did it, he accomplished something. Same story, different reaction based not on what Hemingway wrote, but how I now read it. Somehow, I find the somewhat altruistic actions of feeding ducks at the city trough 40 years ago a little less reprehensible than our current misappropriations of funds by the mayor and the SAO. Maybe I am just not with it anymore. Survey says.